Today I want to talk about Jesus calming the storm. This is a pretty cool Bible passage that we just saw acted out by Cam and others in the Year 7 class. I don't know if any of you have ever been caught in a really bad storm. We had some pretty nasty weather earlier today. I had, there was hail, big chunks of ice coming down on my car. Has anyone ever been actually caught outside in a really bad storm? Kathy? Okay, I'm not even going to try and compete with a tornado. But interestingly, the word that the Bible uses in the Greek about this storm that comes down on the lake is a hurricane. So it was kind of like that kind of force of wind and water. I'm just going to pause there. Nick, there's a family that's just come into the car park. Could you just help them to find their way in? Thank you. So the disciples are on a boat in a lake. Not the ideal place to be when a massive storm comes, right? What if there's lightning? Lightning might strike the boat. The water's coming in. The waves are tipping it over. And they are terrified, rightly so, because the boat is sinking. And it looks like they're going to drown. Now, there's three things about Jesus, or three ways that we can understand who Jesus is. And they come out of this passage, actually. So the first one is, the disciples ask the question, who is this man? Who is this? At the end of the passage, they say, even the wind and the waves are obeying him. Who is this guy? They're actually even more scared of Jesus than they are of the storm. They're terrified. Who is this man? There's three incorrect answers that are common that we could say about the answer to who is this man, Jesus? Three wrong answers. The first one is that he's some kind of Superman. He's some kind of like superhero, like Iron Man or Captain America. Now, let's think this through. If Iron Man or Captain America was in that boat, what would they have done? How would they have responded? Come on, all you Marvel fans, help me out here. I'm a superhero, so I'm going to do something about this. Maybe Iron Man would have dived under and picked up the boat with his rockets and then taken the boat to the shore or something like that, yeah? Maybe something like that. Some kind of superhero way of doing things. What do you reckon, Sarah?
She's laughing because I said exactly what she said.
What's that? Pick up the boat? That'd be nice to have those kind of powers, wouldn't it? But you know what? Jesus is not some kind of superhero. He's not some kind of Superman. He doesn't have superpowers that he can just kind of switch on at the flick of a button like Iron Man or massive muscles of steel like Captain America. In fact, what is he doing at the point when the storm comes down? He's sleeping. He's a normal human being. He's just like, I am so tired. I've just got to flake out for a while. I think, by the way, that this is the first time I've ever preached part of a sermon lying down, but also secondly that this is biblical sanction for having a nana nap. Jesus is a normal person. He's not some kind of superhero that can turn on his superpowers at the touch of a button. He is a real human being. He has the same kind of human weaknesses, hunger, thirst, tiredness, all those kind of things that each of us has. So he's not some kind of Superman or superhero. Secondly, I've heard this one quite a bit from people who don't kind of really believe that Jesus is someone not just special but unique. They say, you know what, Jesus is just some kind of good human teacher, right? Dave's nodding his head. Have you heard people say this too, David? Like, Jesus is some kind of good teacher. You know, we can learn from him. Can learn from what he wants, but he's not like anything more than that. Yep. Well, there's something about that, though, that our passage with Jesus in the boat on the lake seems to indicate that this is not true either. Jesus actually gets up, and what does he say to the wind and the waves? What does he say? Yep. Be quiet. Yep. And what happens? Everything calms down. It's totally quiet. There's no wind and no waves. And I want to read a psalm for you, which tells us why this is important. Psalm 89, verse 10 says this, and it's talking about God. And it says, "You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them." So when Jesus says to the wind and the waves, "Quiet, be still," and it does, it shows that he's not just a good human teacher, he's actually God. Because I can tell you that if I was in a storm and I said, "Stop, be still," nothing would happen, right? But when Jesus speaks, something happens. A third incorrect answer to the question, "Who is this man?" goes like this. You know what? He's really God, and he just looks like a human being. You know, he's actually kind of God, and it's like he's put a human skin on, but inside he's actually really God. He doesn't need to be scared or worried. At the click of a fingers, he can do anything that he likes. But once again, I'd go back to the sleeping thing. Jesus was a real human. He needed to sleep. He needed to eat. He needed to go to the toilet. He got sad when his friends died. And in fact, if some people might go, and the disciples were doing this, they were going, "Jesus, wake up." It's like, what use is a sleeping savior, right? I don't know if you've ever felt like that. Maybe God is asleep. Maybe Jesus is kind of a sleeping savior. What use is that? If he's not hearing my prayers, if he's not helping me out, what is the point? But here's the point. Only a savior who sleeps can really help us. If Jesus is just God and not a human being, then he's floating above it all. You know, none of the pain, none of the sadness, none of the difficulties of human life really touch him. They're just like, they kind of roll off like Teflon. Only a savior who sleeps is actually any good to us people who are made of flesh and blood. Only a savior who is human like us. Not just God, but also a true human being. And this is what the Bible, and particularly this passage, actually shows us. Jesus is a true human being. He really sleeps, he really eats, he really gets sad and tired, and he's come into our world to take all that stuff on. He's also true God. He's the only one who can say to the wind and the waves, "Quiet, be still," and have them obey him. Welcome, guys. Jesus is God and a human being all at once, all the time, both at the same time. Not like one or the other that you flick a switch, now he's God, now he's a human. No, he's God and a human all the time. But why is that important for us? I want to show you a picture. If you've been in chapel at church, at school this week, you've probably seen this one. This is big wave surfing in Portugal, right? I'm just going to play it and you'll get what's happening. You know what? Doesn't life feel like that sometimes? Like it's a giant wave that is just going to smash you and there's nothing you can do about it? That's what it's like for the disciples in that boat, in that storm. And that's what it's like for us sometimes. Life feels massively overwhelming. Now, I've got to tell you the rest of this story, okay? One of the guys on the jet ski saw the surfer crash out on this massive wave. He comes back to rescue him. The surfer and the jet ski both get wiped out by the next wave that comes. The second guy on a jet ski comes back. And first of all, he rescues the first jet ski operator, takes him into the beach, and then comes back out to rescue the surfer, who by this time is really close to the rocks. That jet ski operator, he's like Jesus. He's in the same boat. If he doesn't rescue the surfer in time, he's probably gonna crash out as well. And this is the point about all of that. Whoops. Jesus, as true man and true God, is actually in the same boat with us. Jesus has tied his humanity to our own, and he's in the waves and in the storm with us. He staked his life on saving us, and he is the only one that's able to do that, because he's the only one who can say, "Peace, be still." He is the one who's in control of all the storms in our life. We need rescuing, or we're going to die like that surfer. Jesus is in the same boat with us. He comes to us. He becomes a real human being, but also God, who is able to sacrifice his own life so that we can live. And that's why it's good news who Jesus is. Who is this man? True man, true God, in the same boat with us, the one who can help us. Amen.